Hello folks, and welcome back to our gut podcast series, Gut Health is Good Health. Today, I am going to break the myth about one of the most popular high-fat diets floating on the internet when we talk of weight and fat loss. Yes folks, I am referring to ketosis. Although, you all must have heard a lot of stories around it, but I am going to share a live example of one of my Portuguese friend, Adriana, who ended up suffering from chronic inflammation after adopting ketosis, which resulted in her weight gain, irritable bowel syndrome and depression. 38 years old, Adriana is a successful entrepreneur in the fintech space. She was constantly putting up extra pounds on her abdomen and was worried of becoming obese. Like many others, she followed a calorie deficit diet, but was not successful in her pursuit of weight loss. She then stumbled upon ketosis-based weight loss app and subscribed to their services. Initially, she was quite happy when she witnessed a weight loss of 15 pounds in a month. However, within 5 months, she started experiencing bloating, headache, and getting panicked over small issues. She could realize that there's something wrong. Perhaps ketosis is playing a spoil sport. When she learned about my initiative of empowering people to overcome chronic diseases, she got in touch with me. Upon hearing her story, I could easily figure out her gut bacteria composition has changed as a result of consuming a high-fat and low-carb diet. I recommended her to go for gut testing, which she reluctantly accepted. The test results were an eye-opener for her. Following ketosis for almost 6 months, her overall colon bacteria had reduced, while the count of Bacteroides, a complex bacteria in our gut, had increased. This overgrowth of Bacteroides resulted in a leaky gut. As such, unwanted toxins and undigested protein entered in her bloodstream, resulting in chronic inflammation. 90% of our gut bacteria is made up of two bacterial groups, Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes. Higher the ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes, more you will gain weight. In case of Adriana, the count of Firmicutes, known for metabolizing fat and carbs, had increased. This resulted in weight gain, and she reached her original weight. Furthermore, this increase in count of Firmicutes released hydrogen sulfide, which developed irritable bowel disease in her. This is so frightening, right? So what can be done to fix this? First of all, the fact that ketosis leads to weight loss is totally untrue. Like Adriana, if you are someone who is on ketosis or consumes a high-fat and low-carb diet, you should focus on changing your gut bacteria composition, that is reducing the ratio of Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes by consuming a high-fiber diet. Please do not get into the trap of weight loss companies, who claim that ketosis is the best diet strategy for weight loss. Remember, your gut bacteria holds the secret key to your overall holistic health. We recommended Adriana to shift to an aligned diet aligned with her gut profile to reverse this chronic condition. And Viola, within a month, she started to see a difference in her symptoms. She started feeling better. Sign up for our gut intelligence solution to learn if your Firmicutes to Bacteroidetes is high. It can be done at a very nominal price, much less than what you would pay for a single regular maintenance of your car. Log on to www.thesushantkumar.com.